This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm going to blow your mind right now. This is our 300th episode.
Get out of town.
300 episodes. And I would also like to reiterate that when Casey told me this, she said she listened to a bunch just, you know, because we were doing some replays because we were out of town. And she's like, it always starts the same. And I'm like, with us talking about, like, are we podcasting? And she's like, no, being frustrated with tech. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that nothing has changed in 5 years and that I'm still overwhelmed by all of it. And I won't look, my hair isn't going to change. My clothes are not going to change. I've been wearing the same clothes. I'm not trying to try new stuff.
We are who we are. So either people like us this way or they're lying. And I don't think nobody can uphold a ruse for that long. I think that they think we're okay.
You are on here and you don't like us. You've got a S&M issue.
What are you trying to do to yourself? You just trying to punish yourself?
Yeah. And trust me, like if you're on here not liking me, I promise I don't like me too. So you get on board.
I would like to start off by, I have questions about this summer. I thought I would ask you because I need some serious help. But let me tell you what
this is me opening my pretend flask of whiskey and dumping it into my drink because it's only 9:30 a.m.
If I weren't so lazy, I would reach my hand over to this fridge and just down a bottle. But I
got both kids home as of today.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah. So you're officially on.
As of this morning. And what I woke up to is, Finn, get out of my room. Get your fat feet out of my bed. Get out of my room. I'm like, oh, the songs of motherhood.
Yeah. Little Delilah is graduating from elementary school. And like this morning, I was like, oh, this is like, we're in the last week. I was like, oh, this is the last day of Thursday. Like, this is the last Thursday of elementary school for us.
Don't do that to yourself.
I'm doing it like every day. I told Kristen, I was like, I'm not handling this week well. And sometimes I'm not in tune with my emotions. And I think I'm like, I've been looking at a lot of baby pictures. I think I like, this feels like a real like transition for us.
It really is. And you know what? I will tell you in my experience, when Eleanor graduated culminated from our little elementary school that we were so in love with that Colin basically decided he was going to go back to graduate school to become a teacher because he loves coaching and he loved working with young people, that when we were there and Eleanor culminated, by the way, she did a hot five with a friend. She did a stand-up show, which never made me more proud. But I didn't think I was going to, I was like, I'm okay. Like I kind of hadn't really thought about that. And I was sitting in the area with all the parents and, you know, I don't like to have emotions in public. And I could not stop crying. And it was also because at that moment, and you'll feel like this too, like Delilah's such a hip, cool little chick and she's already past it. You know what I mean? Like you would feel like you were doing something wrong if she were to stay there. You know, it's just an acknowledgement that she has hit an age. She's sassy. She's ready for the next step. And like, We're already in the waiting room. Like it's already happened.
It feels like she's officially not a baby anymore. No matter how much, like, I mean, literally, she can hold me now. Like, it's not.
Yeah, you guys are almost the same height.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and she's like, she's so cute. She was like, I was like, what do you want to, pick out a dress? And she's like, I'd like a pantsuit. So we got this.
Oh my God, that's what Eleanor wore.
Really? Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm sure the morning of graduation, she'll be a complete giant asshole at me about her hair. And I'll be like, okay, let's check this box off. But yeah, right now, I'm feeling like super sentimental about it. And I'm like, as I sat down to like podcast this morning and my husband was helping me like with all the tech that's impossible, I was like, I think I have trouble saying no because like the texts were just pouring in about like, can you this? Can you that? And I'm like, sometimes in my head, I'm like, oh, it would just be easier if I just did it rather than explain to somebody else like how to do it. And now I'm fucking overwhelmed. And
yeah,
I will tell you the beginning, I think Sunday night, because I have the middle school like FOP, it's like their PTA coming over for the potluck dinner, I decided I would color drench my bathroom, my water closet.
Jen Smedley.
I did, Kristen. I did it. And guess what color? I realized I found what the hardest color it is to paint.
What?
It's black pink over white.
Black over white?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks gray. What are you doing?
I don't know. It was like three coats, though. I haven't slept all week, though.
Okay. You need to cool it. No one gives a shit about your bathroom. No offense. You find an unreasonable task to do to add to your shit. It's almost like it's a thing. And I get it. Like, there is something that happens to certain people where if you give them an impossible thing, it like lights them up. But I'll tell you what would happen if I color drenched my bathroom. It would only be half drenched. And I would fucking quit and start crying. And then I would say to everybody, if you're invited to my home, you should just expect that shit's not going to be done. And
yeah,
then if we're not friends, then you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, I like the feeling of getting something done so much so that like, but I don't know why. I don't know what lambs were screaming this week where I was like, nope, I need to remodel my bathroom. But I did it. And I will tell you that like, as I would say goodnight to my husband and my kids to begin my shift of painting the bathroom, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what
well, might I pretend to know? I think that you're making your brain busy because you're having big feelings. Ho, who is it? Who's knocking at this door? Should I be a therapist? Yep. I'd be the best therapist. I'd be like, knock it off. You're thinking dumb stuff.
No, I think that's, you hit the nail on the head.
If it's going by really fast, life is going by really fast. And when they're little and they're in elementary school is such a, and if you're a parent and you've got littles in elementary school, I know you might not feel it, but like it is the renaissance. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
And then your position as a mother changes in middle school a lot.
They
and then your position as a mother in high school is just you trying not to let them ruin your self-esteem.
Yeah. Or ruin themselves too. It's like you got to intervene sometimes because their brains aren't all the way cooked and they're making terrible decisions. But it's like they like stiff arm you. They don't want you. And like Delilah is, I keep reminding her, she is 10. She's 10. She's 10. She's almost 11, but she is 10. And she keeps saying things like, it's my life. It's my life. And I'm like, it literally is not. I own it. Like, I know this is not in a parenting book, but you don't have control over jack shit right now. It is my
life. My son, we're trying to talk to him about, hey, man, I understand that you want to be with your friends. You still have to ask permission. He's like, why? And I'm like, because your life is not your own, sir. Not now. When you graduate, you'll have more freedom. But let me just reiterate, we're trying to establish some communication. And then I don't know why I don't have an Angelina Jolie jaw, because for the amount that I stiff my jaw, trying not to lose my shit. And like, Eleanor, She's just easier going. I mean, also, like, I think it's because girl code, there's like a little, I can reason with her, where Finn's like, I don't know, I have to tell you that I want to go bowling. I'm like, because how are you going to get to the bowling alley? How are you going to get home? Do you have money for the bowling alley? Did you ask permission that you can go to the bowling alley? The bowling alley is not cheap. I mean, I'm just like a big drag, but I'm just trying to teach him that his life, it is not his life. He does not own it yet. No. Not at all.
I mean, at 15, he doesn't. So obviously at 11, Delilah's like, yeah, I don't want to do soccer. And I'm like, we have this conversation every practice, every game, every time we go to do shoot. So they had their like evaluation. She's like, I don't want to do soccer. I go, well, you're doing soccer. She goes, it's my life. And I'm like, it's not, but you won't make
it's really
decisions.
Not.
Yeah. Yes, you have a little tiny bit of autonomy as I dole it out to you, but no, you can't make decisions because all you would do is probably do.
They would always say no.
Craft and eat carbs. And yeah, no, parents, no veggies.
That's what I did not know going into parenting is how much, like, how your kid's general first knee-jerk reaction is to say no, unless it's shopping or eating something shitty. But, like, their first instinct to, like, go into a new sport or try a new thing or even sustain something that maybe they weren't the best at, their first knee jerk is like, it's a waste of time. I don't want to do that. Like,
right.
And I used to think, oh, well, I should listen to them. And now I know you should not. You
right.
should not listen to them. You are the parent. You have a stack of cards in front of you. You know how to play those cards. You know what is best for them. And if they aren't like, if it's not soccer, it's got to be something else. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm already looking for my son to work in construction on Wednesdays because it's the only day he's home. And I'm like, I'm not thinking, oh, Wednesdays will be our day. I'm thinking, I need him to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't do Wednesdays.
They still delivering papers?
I told Colin, I said, figure something out where you guys can do Wednesdays together. I need a day. And it's not because I don't love him. It's just because I thought I had it in my head that we would go golf or play pickleball together. And now I just realized we would just play against each other.
We need some time apart. We need a little bit of, we need to take a break on Wednesdays.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Delilah's going to musical theater camp, which is actually... She loves it. She loves it. And I'm so excited. Like, I think she's ready to like move on from this group of friends that she's had, like some of them, and they're lovely literally since kindergarten, but like none of them are kind of into what she's into.
Yeah.
So,
and this is when the rubber hits the road. It is sixth grade is. Yeah.
They're like becoming who they are. And I'm like, you're going to go to middle school and there's going to be like hundreds of other girls and boys that you haven't met before. And they're going to be into what you're into. You're going to find so many more like new friends to like theater nerd out, which I know is a great and safe place to be from a.
Hey, it's where I lived for a very long time in a very safe space. Felt a lot of success in the speech debate arena. I have it in my head that Delilah's going to go into sixth grade and she's going to have like that. And I love this. The kids call it main character energy, where she's like walking in and like there's like a soundtrack. Playing
yes.
And she's like, you know, like walking to the beat.
She has the song kicked out in her head already, I guarantee you. We'll be like,
but man, if you're not the main character in your own story, what the hell do you have going on? You know, like, it's got to be your, you've got to be a hero in your own story.
I love it. I love it because she has, like, she's unapologetic. I think she gets this, like, her confidence in the theater world more from you, I feel like, than from me. She's starting to, like, I see where there's, like, chips at her confidence, you know, at this age, like, you, where it's like, oh, other people don't like this thing that I'm doing, is it not cool or whatever. So I'm ready to, like, shove her into this theater world. And
that's the other thing, when you are a parent of elementary age kids, and sometimes you don't see this until you're past it, which is, God, it's like the parenting 101. Like, we don't remember what shit's like because you're like, I've only got time to deal with the milestone that they're at right now. And so, you know, when they're in elementary school, it's such a wonderful, like, playful, childlike experience. And then when you get to middle school, it's different. And there's all these factors that come in. Go ahead and please read our book that's about to come out. But the thing that, the statistics say that at 11 is when girls really start to, like, question themselves. And you see girls that once were leaders or running, like, freely on the playground or playing with boys and, you know, in a fair play way. Now we're very aware that those boys might be, they might have feelings or they have it, you know, they're questioning themselves, especially girls. So I think it's really great that you're pushing her. And I think it's really important that, us as moms, I'm going to get a note, that, like, you acknowledge that, like, sixth grade is when they're going to be full of doubt and, like, they can do hard things. And when they do the hard thing, it makes them feel really proud of themselves. That's the experience I've had. When Eleanor is full of doubt, like, I made her go for student council and she lost both times. And I was like, are you dead? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, my kids lose every single time, but I got nothing but mad respect for him for trying, you know.
Finn wins and it doesn't
matter. Well, okay, this is the,
I'm like, is
video.
This your freaking, is this your poster? This is a terrible poster. He's like, Mom, I'm friends with everybody. I don't need a poster. I'm like, what kind of, I had to pay for votes. Okay. Like, yeah. And then he'll win. And I'm like, I'm losing.
He did a white poster board and a pencil. Still wins.
I know. Can I tell you something about Finn that's going to make you laugh really hard?
Yeah.
So we just got his yearbook. Did I tell you this? We just got his yearbook. And he's in, like, 25 photos, which 25 groups. And at first I was annoyed. Because I was like, please tell me you're not joining all these groups just because it looks good on your resume. Because that is a thing kids in high school say, like, it looks
already
good.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to barf. I'm like, if you're not participating and you're in a group, then that's gross. You're not going to just be like, and he's like, no, Mom, I go. I'm like, when do you go? And Colin goes, he goes every single lunch. Every single lunch, there's another group that meets. My son is in the Taiwanese group, okay?
Was he properly vetted for this? I mean,
he joined because you get to learn a little bit of Taiwanese culture and he likes it. And so he's in the, like, every single group, there's a bunch of kids that are Asian. And then my son, Finn Sweeney, is in the middle of that photo. And
I love it.
He loves it. He is a joiner. I was a joiner. He loves being a part of these groups. But I was going through his yearbook and I was like, all right. You're not in Future Farmers of America. All right, I'm going to call it.
He would, and you'd be so proud of him.
I would be so proud of him. He's like, I'm in Future Homemakers of America. I'm like, all right, come on.
We got Dash's yearbook, his middle school yearbook. He's in seventh grade. And so he's, like, right in the middle. So the kids in that yearbook in the seventh grade, they look anywhere from, like, you know, they could be their own dad to...
Yep. 100%
like, seven. I just want to pick her up and hold them like a baby.
Yep.
And then I look at the eighth graders and I'm like, oh my God, there's a lot of cleavage in this yearbook, you guys. I didn't know that was, number one, I didn't know that was humanly possible.
Allowed.
Yeah. Or allowed. Like, And I asked my son, I'm like, this has got to be a little bit distracting. He's like, it is.
He's like, Mom, don't say anything. I feel weird.
I know.
We were at Eleanor's school and a girl walked by and I go, oh, is she a new sub? And Eleanor goes, no, she's an eighth grader.
Yeah. Those eighth graders, man, they're different.
I do have to say, Eleanor, I didn't tell you this either. So much has gone on. You guys, it's December. It's June.
Yeah, we're catching up. We're taking this podcast to just catch up because they haven't talked.
We're catching up. So
in days,
we get back from ago. Jen and I went to this 5-day tour of Nebraska, which we'll talk about at another time. So fun. Needless to say, we worked 16-hour days. We were as tired as we've ever been. Like we went to this really great restaurant on the last night, and me and Jen and her husband Britt, who saved the day by being our director. Oh my God. And we were like having this awesome dinner that both Jen and I could never have afforded when we were in the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. We went to Laszlo's, and if you know, you know, it was the fanciest place in town. We had this dinner that I was like, oh my God, we've made it, man. We can eat at Laszlo's. And I sucked back a martini like somebody was, like I was on fire. I needed to feel my body decompress. Same.
I was like cartoon eating where you like put the, like a sandwich and you bite and swallow, yeah, bite, like, swallow, bite, swallow. It was, yeah. I was yeah. so in it. All the food was so good. Oh my God.
That lavash was so God bless.
But we barely talked even because we
didn't
all
even
so
talk.
Tired.
We were all so tired. And I was like, do you guys want me to go sit at another table so you can have a time together? And Jen was like, no. So I was like, I'm just going to sit down. So we get home and there's no pausing. And so like immediately it was like Eleanor's dance recital. I have thoughts on that, but I'm not going to crap on that yet. But it was a nightmare. It was a literal nightmare. And then we did, wait, what was the thing I was just going to tell? Oh, so she gets an invite. I don't even kind of pay attention. She gets an invite to an eighth grader's pool party.
Ooh.
And
this is amazing social climbing.
Okay. Eleanor, that's exactly.
She said the same thing.
She goes, Mom, this is a big deal for me. And I'm like, why? She goes, well, because she's an eighth grader. And I'm like, she is? So I don't know enough. Okay. So I go to the house. First of all, I am dressed basically in the clothes I was wearing for 5 days. I have on my Walmart sweatshirt, my oversized jorts. And I did not know I had to go in, but I just didn't think everything through. And, you know, when you're in a big city, your kids will go to parties where you don't know everybody. You don't know the parents super well. It's just how it is. So I'm like, wait, did I do enough recon here? Meet the parents. They're super cool. And by cool, I mean,
you got to go in and scope it out. Make sure there's no.
Oh, we get there and I find out there are going to be boys at this party. And we haven't done that yet. So I'm like, am I okay? Do I know?
That's interesting because it kind of like in elementary school, it's boys and girls, and then it stops.
All of a
sudden, and then
it stops because nobody's comfortable with each other. You know what I mean? And so I don't think it stops because we're like, oh, we just want, you don't have friends that are the other gender. It's just because like it's going to be an all boys party and an all girls party in middle school, whether you want it to be or not, because everybody's going to collect in the corner and be weird, you know? And so Eleanor, I was like, oh my God, I didn't calculate that there would be boys there. Is she going to be all right? Because she goes to an all girls school. And so we pick her up and I was like, were there boys there? And she was like, yeah, but they were dumb. And I go, okay. And she go, and my favorite thing she asked, I was like, the Hensley is strong in this one. She goes, which goggles should I take, Mom? My full face ones or my small ones? I'm like, I love that there's a pool party and she never considered not wearing goggles.
Oh yeah,
like,
she's gonna.
The forest is strong in this one.
Swimming. She's a very good swimmer. I mean,
very good swimmer. She doesn't have time for any riff raff. But then I saw the girls, and I was like, "Holy shit! Eighth graders look so different than seventh graders already. Yeah. Like every year is like a 5-year difference." She did great. Now
good.
She did great.
Eighth graders look different than me, man. I don't know where I missed the boat, but I'm like,
Speaking of, Finn outgrew Jen, I don't know, in fourth grade, fifth grade. Jen's little. So it's not a super, like, Jen is little. It is weird to see Delilah stand next to you and you guys be almost the same damn height.
I think she, in the last, like, week or so, I think we're the same height now. Like,
she's
growing overnight every night.
I think she's going to be taller than you. No offense.
She is. She has my sister-in-law's genetics. Like, I look at her, like, the McAdams genetics are very strong. They're from the earliest Scotsman alive.
Yeah.
They're like... the son
those
of
hair
Adam,
genes, too,
it,
man.
Yeah. So it is so strong. They are like pit bulls. And I look at my daughter and I'm like, oh, you look like your aunt. You don't even look like me. Like
she looks exactly like you. Dashiell does not look like you.
Yeah, no. He do- well,
Dashiell
it's, yeah,
is
it's
a like, copy paste of Britt McAdams.
Totally.
The only time I see Dashiell looking like you is when he goes.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My daughter definitely has my eat shit face, which I didn't even like when my dad, what are you doing face? Like, because she gives it back to me and I'm like, ooh, that does.
She does the like the full lips kind of purse to one side. She kills me. Well, yeah, her genetics are strong, but Finn. You know, I'm not tall, but I'm not short. I'm 5'8". I guess that's kind of tall. 5'7". Yeah. And Finn just had his physical. And he's like, I'm 5'8", and a doctor had touched my testicles. I'm like, yep, that used to happen in a hallway in a high school where we held our cups of pee. So you get to go to a doctor's office and have a little decorum.
Enjoy that privacy. Yeah.
Yeah. They used to take us in. You could literally just look in the glass and see somebody checking your spine for scoliosis.
I do want to say at my school, and I don't want to suggest that they were forward thinking or into privacy at all, but I do think there was one of those cardboard wood grain separators just for the hand testicle situation.
Yeah. Like the testicle situation was in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I
like
think
there was
like,
a little break in the line of vision, just a small one.
What are they checking for?
Hernias. But you know what? I call bullshit. Like, do you have any signs or symptoms? Then we're not going to touch your testicles, I think.
I don't know. We get our shit checked. I feel like I just want to make sure everything's healthy and normal, and it's better to have a doctor do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to a doctor to do it. This was like the gym coach or something when we were in.
Yeah, they're like, well, quick cough.
And yeah, it was like,
all the guys would come out.
What is the school custodian doing cupping my testicles? Like, that was not official. There was nothing official about that. And then he comes in with a tongue depressor and checks you for life.
Yeah, he's like got your fucking testes in a two shot, and then he's got it. He's checks your my thing was I remember, and I talked about this on a video. I remember being so nervous at freshman physical, and we all had to go to the high school, and everybody was there getting their physical, and nobody told me not to fill up the cup. I didn't
all
know
the
that
way
they just
the,
put. Yeah. Oh my god, my freaking cup. Was all the way filled. I was an overachiever. I was like, look at how much pee I have. And I was nervous, so I was shaking. So I'm in a line with fucking my pee cup, like shaking. And I was like, why don't you guys have enough pee in your cup? And they were like, you only need like less than an inch. And they put a thing in there. And I was Kristen's like, well,
I thought they were checking for volume. I thought that's what they were gauging.
How I win once again.
I'm drinking enough water, but this is exactly why your daughter brings sport goggles to a swim. She's not there to play. She's there to win.
She came home nonplussed about any of the boys that were there, which was great.
Good.
Felt like seventh grade overall went pretty great. And in these years, pretty great is an A.
I've been thinking about this so much because I love, so Eleanor's tap dancing, he does piano, he's started guitar. And he's starting this summer because I got zero camps except for one engineering camp for 1 week and one soccer camp for 1 week. You know what? He wanted to. It's his cup of tea. But he's doing voice lessons this summer, too. So he's, like, going to be full up on all the music stuff. But I remember at this age, like, before high school, it's when kids quit stuff. So I'm like, I'm so glad that Eleanor's still tap dancing because that's when you become an awesome tap dancer. I remember, Dash wants to quit piano and I keep saying, this is when everybody quits and they could be really good, but then they quit.
My argument on this, if he wasn't taking another instrument, I would say, don't let him quit. But because he is changing over into guitar and he really likes it and he's inspired by guitar, I would let him quit piano. And I only say that because I think his enthusiasm and his inspiration.
But
you can't expect him to practice all the time with two instruments. That's really hard. He's going to want to pick one. My kids only do one and they practice once a week. So we're doing great. Nobody has gotten any better.
I will say my conversation with him was, let's talk to your teacher because he's so sick of playing like classical and clair de lune shit like that, that he wants to play like something poppier. So I'm like, let's talk to your piano teacher and ask if we can like do something like that. And then if it doesn't happen, then we'll discuss it. Cause I get that. He's like, he gets bored of playing that stuff. Like he's playing Michael Jackson and Ed Sheeran on the guitar. And like,
You don't have to play class. I'll push back on any music teacher. I understand. Here's what happened with Finn. Finn is actually a pretty good piano teacher or piano player. Wishes he was a teacher. And he kind of came to it on his own about classical. And then his piano teacher, who is literally, she is just a wonderful, nice, warm, patient woman who Finn has been going to since he was four. And every time he wants to quit, I go, then you tell her. And then he can't do it. And I'm like, there you go. So I'm like, you tell her that you don't have time for this, which is absolute bullshit. You tell her that you want to quit. And he complains, but then do you want to know what he does? He writes songs about how much he hates the piano. And all I take from it is that he is writing songs.
Yeah.
So write songs. Be like, my mom is the worst because she makes me take piano. I'm like, do a bridge. Like, you impress me.
It's a catchy beat. I don't care. Honestly,
I'll be your muse in One
Spotify
Direction.
And make some money. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dash started writing songs. So if they get too bored this summer or you need an outlet on Wednesdays, let's have Finn come over and he can do piano and Dash can do guitar. And then they can, because I
would love to think that would happen, but we know that Finn would be like, let's throw a ball and break Jen's really nice lantern.
That's already happening in my backyard. It looks like, and you know what? You don't know how messed up your house is until you're expecting 25 PTA members to come over. Because, like, for a dinner, which is probably why I painted my bathroom, because I'm looking around it, and I'm like, oh, I've let shit go. Like, it's getting rough in my house. Like,
okay, hold on. I got a special guest to come join us who is now officially taller than me.
Oh, Finn!
Come scoot in, and this is your mic. Come say hi. You're squishing down. This is not... Sit normal.
Yeah.
See where my butt is?
But you know what? His legs
are so long that they're touching. Okay, so this is the mic. Say hi.
Hi.
Really hot on the mic there.
Finn, what's your plan for summer? Scoot your legs up.
Yeah, tell us what your plan is, because we have no plan.
My plan for summer is to get stronger.
What sport are you playing?
I'm playing football.
We're very excited about this. We cannot wait for the games to start this fall, Finn, because we are coming.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Our family will be there.
We're excited, too.
Is your mom hitting the weight set with you, or like?
I'm going to be on the sidelines. I don't know if you know. I've taken an assistant coach position to make sure that nobody hurts my baby. I'll go out and throw a shoulder.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, buddy. Do you want to wish everybody a good summer?
All right. I wish everybody a good summer. Thanks,
buddy. All right. See you, ladies.
Okay. Hey. Bye, bud.
He looks like an adult person.
His hip to knee length is so long. He looks like a folding table, and his paws are so big. He's growing like because you know he's a little bit of a late bloomer. So we're now on the. I just told Colin this yesterday. I go, I need to be more patient with him because he is surging with hormones and self-righteousness.
And
just remember.
Okay. And they're growing so fast. And remember when they were babies, how much energy that takes, how they're like so exhausted. They'll be like really fussy and stuff. I think it is the exact same as they're like becoming teens, because Dash will like have a bad day, like he's disagreeable or something like that. And then the next day he wakes up and his femur is like 4 inches longer. Like I'll see him sitting on the couch and I'm like, you look like a stick bug, you know, one of those.
Yeah, like I know. But I also am like, why does your growth problems have to be manifested into criticism of me?
What's he
like? Literally, he goes, oh my God. So he was, I don't know what we were doing. We were at one of the 1 million things we had to go. Oh, I'm sorry. Like a soccer end of year thing or some shit.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I'm like, all right, here, there's another one, like stack my day. So we were at that thing. And I asked the woman at the front, usually sometimes, okay, it was the stand. And sometimes you can ask a area business and they'll donate to your local elementary school. So I go, hey, are you, I'd like to have this money go to our local elementary school. And she like looked at me and she goes, oh, we're not doing that anymore. And she was like snotty about it. And my son was like, whoa, Mom, you just airballed. Whoa, that was so embarrassing. That was so embarrassing. And he's saying it out loud. And I'm like, thank you very much, Finn.
Yeah. But so you get embarrassed from two directions.
Yeah, two directions. I just don't know why that has to deal with a growth situation.
I got to back up. Why did she say it in such a shitty way to you? Because
I don't know.
You do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just was like, I'm going to just put in my time at this event and leave.
We got to sage this earth. I know.
To all of us moms, I don't know, man. I've been in tears a few times this month because it's so insanely busy. And I don't know why anybody asks moms to do anything extra in May.
Yeah. I don't know.
Look at me. My hair is stressed.
Your hair still looks good,
though. I do want to say one thing, too. And I don't think Jenny talks about it enough, but Jen has put so many hours into her elementary school for both Dashiell and Delilah that she has, in many ways, I know you have a team. I know you have a crew that you work with. But it was Jen's, like, initiation of, like, oh, all these tables are broken. Let's fundraise for new tables. All this garden needs to be planted. Let's go plant a garden on weekends, on days when she wasn't touring. While she's touring, she's getting text messages that would literally make me like insane. And so I just want you to be recognized for all the work you've done for your little elementary school and that you've made an impact. You've made a real difference on that school. And you've set the tone of how other parents should take the reins and your reign will be missed there.
Thank you for saying that, because today I feel like fuck everybody. I'm like, I'm so done.
I'm
you
out.
Guys.
I'm out.
I'm like about to, it's Peace. Time. It's time for Delilah to move on to her new crew and for me to move on to mine, because it's just a lot. And I like, yeah, there are so literally, if you want something done, you ask a mom because she figures out how to do it. And like, there's also this, I had this realization like a couple weeks ago. There's a bunch of moms at Dashiell's school that get shit done in a way like that I have never seen before. And a lot of them have kids with needs, and a mom who has kids with needs is used to, her priorities are in line. She is like used to leaving it all out on the field every single day, like exhausting herself, yes, to the limit.
Because she's not only dealing with challenges with everything that she wants to make sure that her kid is getting, then on top of it, she's donating hours. So she knows how to wield her sword for good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A mom with a kid with needs is your next power level player.
Yeah. She's a power player. It's great, because it really has like inspired me to like go, oh no, I have a little bit more energy. Maybe I should paint my bathroom like an idiot in the middle
of the night. I tend to volunteer my husband for stuff. That's how we operated.
Listen, I'm older. I'm no longer on diet pills. Like, I don't have the energy to be doing home renos in the middle of the night.
No. And you know what? That's what the kindergarten and first grade parents are for. That's one thing you notice when you're in elementary school and you hit fifth grade or sixth grade, whenever your elementary school ends, you look around and you're like, I'm tired. And my kid's bigger, and I've given all the money and I've given all the hours.
Yeah.
And then you look at those first grade parents and those kindergarten parents, and you're like, look at you. You have all the hope in the world. Peace be with you.
Yeah.
Make it rain, baby. I'm out. But I'm out. I hope the best for you. I'm passing the baton, and I'm going to sit down and do a Jell-O shot. So
I will be drunk at graduation. I won't be, but maybe after.
Because you got to do something.
You could leave. Yeah, we'll go to breakfast or something. I do have kind of a hot flash box.
Okay.
So this is, I'm fangirling a little bit, because we have been following Mr. Professor on Instagram for quite a while. He is this Gen Xer. I think he's a few years older than we are. And he is like good at all things music. I think he plays like every single instrument.
Oh, yes. He's awesome.
He has now got a following of 1.7 million.
Dude.
He is killing it. Like, if he was a professor music teacher before, I don't think he needs to be now. He's like, and he's always making these videos that the Gen Xers love. Like, he's like, this banger comes on in the grocery store, you know, and it's like Def Leppard, and he gets you like jamming along to it. So he's now like, we are, go to imomsohard.com and get your tickets for the fall, because we got a lot of shows and we're adding them. So go get your tickets. But this guy, he's now on tour and he is checking off all the boxes. He is on tour with Yachtly Crew.
Oh, my God.
Who I love. They do all the soft rock hits, and they do like rock and roll versions of them. And just like yacht rock versions of them. And then there's this like whole Gen X tour. But Kristen, he messaged us. He messaged us to invite us to his show. And he sent like the whole lineup, the whole list.
Can we go, or are we on the road at the same time?
Well, we're going to find it. That's what I messaged him back. I was like, you know, we're in Southern California. I think he thought we were in the Midwest, which a lot of people do. But I was so like delighted and freaking
nice.
Out. I thought so too. It was so nice to get a message from him. Like,
that's nice. And,
yeah. So we're going to
find a night and we'll go, because we're home and we can, and we're writing a new show, but we can't write every day.
Yeah. We're going to need some time off and some cocktails in order to.
And I need to do something with my Wednesdays. So
we might have to road trip, but we're going to do it. But
fine.
You guys follow him on Instagram too. Mr. Professor.
He's delightful.
He really is. He's like the good the world needs right now.
I agree. He's got, and his, he's just so warm. He's so freaking warm and funny. I think I have a recommendation.
Okay. I have let's do that.
So, and I really traveled on a journey on this show.
Is it off campus? Cause don't, no spoilers. I want to watch that show. And
I'm sorry. Who's on their second viewing of off campus? Not this girl.
She couldn't focus.
I am not prepared to talk about off campus because I think I want to make it an entire episode.
Okay.
And I'm not a pervert. Those guys are 28.
Of course they are. It's like the 90210 actors. They were 35-year-olds playing.
Yeah, they all had like 401ks happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have not watched the show Hacks, you are missing out.
Yeah.
It is, and it just had its season finale, and I don't want to give it away because
I'm not caught up either.
Okay. So the reason Hacks, I think, really breaks a lot of rules, and it's delightful because it does. And it's all because it has heart. Like you can make, you know, when you have a best friend and they make jokes at your expense, Jen, and you find it delightful, me, it's a love language. And that's what they have figured out. That's the lightning in a bottle on this show. And when I first started watching it, I have to say, first of all, Jean Smart from Designing Women and all of the things that she's done is comedic genius. She's gorgeous. She's in her 70s. She's not trying to look like anything else. She rocks her face with no makeup. She rocks a wig. She goes without a wig. I just think she's exactly what we need to see that like, oh yeah, she's still like sexy and but it's all relative to like where she's at in her life. If she wants to be or she doesn't want to be, she wears fur coats. This character that she's playing is a stand-up comedian who has made a gob of money.
It's a sexy, powerful character. And you really don't see that for that age of woman.
I agree.
In a character. So that's why
and that's
so cool.
Part of her character is that she is sort of a lone wolf. So she's this stand-up comedian and she ends up hiring this young Gen Zer. It's Hannah Einbinder, who I will be fully honest, in the first season, I couldn't stand her. And it's the character that's this like woke, smug, always correcting everybody character. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm somewhere between worlds, between Jean Smart's character and Hannah Einbinder's character. But then all of a sudden you start to just fall in love with everybody. And I have never felt set. Like when the show, the finale is so good, it serves it up exactly how you want it to. I was like, oh yeah, I'm in love with all of these people. Like the way it's the storytelling is, it's super strong. I think it gets better with every season. I love all of the secondary characters, the third characters, like freaking this last episode, or there's an episode where there's these two lesbians and they have to pretend like they're lesbians to get this dress that Carol Burnett once wore. It is so goddamn funny, but it also is celebratory of pride. And I think because it's Pride Month, I think this show breaks open a lot of stereotypes and ideas of what you think you know. And I just can't recommend it enough. And it's super fucking funny.
She's a genius too, because she has a fountain soda machine in her kitchen. And that, I mean, to me, that, I mean, it's like, she's got like a state fair pop machine. Huh?
Yeah. She's a little you. She's got like all these freaking like closets full of, you know, she's got a hanger of all of the clothes she's ever worn with a really like music stand categorizing all of her clothes. Like for that alone, for that episode alone, you need to see it. But
well,
can't recommend it enough.
I want to turn my camera a little bit and show you that things have gotten so unruly at my house that I have this rack right behind me of all of the clothes that I have worn in shows.
I have one in my bedroom and it's horrifying. And it's not because it's just, I'm just not going to show it. I look at my hair, you guys. Everything's falling apart.
You never know when you're going to need a faux fur sequined jacket in lavender or pink.
Girls go in there and they see that rack and they lose their mind. Okay, so watch Hacks. Follow Mr. Professor.
Yes. Survive the summer. Any? I think we podcasted. I think we did it.
You guys, we're going to go do more work. I'm going to go paint Jen's bathroom. I'll see you guys Bye. On the flip side. Bye.
Pioneer.